الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، شفيع ذنوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا بالقاسم محمد. وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين، ولعنة الله الدائمة على أعدائه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي عبد الله الحسين عليه الصلاة والسلام. We can say with surety that the grand personality of whom we shall talk on this night with the leave of Allah was the backbone of Hussein ibn Ali. We can say with surety that at his shahada died the hope of life of Hussein ibn Ali. Zainab used to find it difficult to understand how her veil could be extracted when her Abbas was with her. Zainab, Sakina, could not conceive how she would remain thirsty with her uncle Abbas being with her. Abbas was a pillar for the household of Hussein and the ladies of the household of Imam Ali. It may not be false to say that on such a night, the night of remembrance of Abul Fazl, that the haram of Hussein may be empty, that even Hussein ibn Ali may have gone to the haram of Abbas. Fazil Darbandi reports that he saw Janab Zahra in his dreams. She turned away from him. He approached the Bibi and he said, O lady of our hearts and the lady of light, if I have done something, pardon me. And she said, you do not do the ziyarah of my son. He said, but O Fatima, I do not begin my mourning without the ziyarah of Hussein, your son. She said to him, you visit my son Hussein and you do not visit my son Abbas as frequently. Such is the rank and status of Abbas. The sixth Imam talks of Abbas, and may we spend the next half an hour or 45 minutes in the merits of Hazrat Abbas. He says of Hazrat Abbas, Kal Jabal al Azim wa qalbahu ka tawd al jasim. He was like a lofty mountain and his heart was like a tremendous wave. Kana farisan hammaman. He was a champion swordsman. Wa batalan bargama. A fearless warrior. وَكَانَ جَسُورًا عَلَى الطَّعْنِ. He would advance fearlessly in front of the showering arrows and the striking blades. His titles were Abu al-Fadl, as you know, Abu al-Qirba, Abu al-Qirba, the father of the water skin, i.e. the Saqi, Qamar bani Hashim, the moon of the sons of Hashim, Abdus Salih, Al-Muwasi, the one who condoles, Al-Fadi, the one who gives his life, Al-Hami, the protector, Al-Waqi, the savior, As-Sa'i, the one who strives, Bab Al-Hawa'ij, the door for the granting of requests, and Hamil Al-Liwa, the one who bore the standard of Hussein ibn Ali. Let us talk about a few of his titles. The meaning of bravery and the meaning of Abbas ibn Ali. When Ali ibn Abi Talib wished a wife, he said to Aqil, find me the most noble of lineage. Find me a household renowned for their bravery. And Aqil found the mother of Hazrat Abbas. And Imam Ali said, so that she may grant me a warrior the likes of whom the world has yet not seen. It is said that when Abbas took birth, Imam Ali took him into his hands, looked at him and started to weep. Then he kissed the two arms of Abbas and he said, by Allah, he will have them cut in the love of my Hussein. When Umm al-Baneen was told that Hussein has been killed, she said, but where was my Abbas? Is it possible that Hussein can be killed? They said, O Umm al-Baneen, your Abbas was killed before Hussein. When she heard this, she said, but how is it possible that anyone could go near my Abbas? They said, O Umm al-Baneen, they cheated your Abbas and they cut his arms before they killed him. At that she said, if his arms were dissected, then how did he descend to the ground of Karbala? On what did my Abbas support himself? We will say to Umm al-Baneen, the same way that Zainab descended upon the body of her brother Hussein from the back of the camel on the 11th of Ashura, on the 11th of Muharram. The bearing of the standard was the most important position in an army. The word Ra'ya was used prior to Islam by the Romans. Ra'ya was a lofty, lofty standard that the bravest of them would bear. And underneath Ra'ya would gather an army of 4 to 10,000 men. Imam Ali, in his instructions to his army, in Nahjul Balagha says, that give your standard to the bravest of you. Who would prefer to fall from his horse before he lets go of the standard? Who would have his arms dissected but not let go of the standard? Imam Ali was the bearer of the Prophet's standard at Badr. At Uhud, Mus'ab bin Umayr bore the standard. His right arm was cut. He held it with the left. The left arm was cut. Then Imam Ali bore the standard at Badr. In the battle of Jamal and in the battle of Nahrawan, Muhammad ibn Hanafiya bore the standard of Ali ibn Abi Talib. In the battle of Siffin, 21 people were killed bearing the standard of Imam Ali. And after many years, it was Abbas ibn Ali who bore the standard of Imam Hussein at Karbala and became an example of the standard bearer. Look at the lofty rank of Abbas, that when Hamza was martyred, he was known as the Lord of the Martyrs, Sayyidul Shuhada. Zahra made a tasbih from the turba and the dust of the grave of Hamza. And when Hussein was martyred, Hussein surpassed Hamza, and he was known as Sayyidul Shuhada and the Lord of the Martyrs. And now the tasbih is made of the turba of Hussein. Ali ibn Abi Talib was the standard bearer. His son Abbas surpasses Ali himself as the standard bearer. Today, if you talk about the Alam, the name of Abbas comes to the mind, and no other name comes. In the battle of Siffin, Hazrat Abbas was still very young, 13 maybe. Imam Ali looked at his Sahaba and he said, look at my son Hussein and see his swordsmanship. The people watched Hussein fight and they said, oh master, oh commander of the faithful, if it's not audacious, we would like to know who the youth is who follows your Hussein like a shadow, whose face is covered by a niqab, who does not let an enemy approach your Hussein and kills them before they can reach Hussein. Ali said, that is my son Abbas. They said then, why do you not allow your Hassan and Hussein to fight? He said, Hassan and Hussein are the sons of the Prophet. Abbas is my son. The sons of the prophets are my eyes. And my Abbas and Muhammad Hanafi are my hands. And it is the duty of the hands to protect the eyes. A great warrior, Abu Sha'sa, approached from the ranks of the enemy in the battlefield of Siffin and called on to his equal. None dared enter within the battlefield. Single combat, as was the tradition. Single combat. But if Ali would enter into the battlefield, everyone would flee, for none could face Ali ibn Abi Talib. So what they said was, anyone less than Ali may approach me, Abu Sha'sa called out. Imam Ali sent Abbas, a youth of 13, with a face mask covering his face. Abbas approached the Maidan, passed by Abu Sha'sa, struck him once, and went his way. Abu Sha'sa was beheaded in an instant. When they saw this, they cried out, who has come to the battlefield? For nobody else can with a clean, such a clean strike, behead a man. It is only Ali with that great strength that he possessed can give such a clean strike and behead a man effortlessly. So Abbas stood there, calling out for his equal, and none would approach, saying, this is Ali ibn Abi Talib. As they were saying this, Ali rode within the Maidan, came next to Abbas, unveiled Abbas's face, and as he unveiled it, it seemed as if the brilliant moon was appearing from behind the dark clouds. As he gradually unveiled Abbas, he said, Ana Ali ibn Abi Talib, wa hada qamar bani Hashim. Abbas, look at Abbas's bravery. Allahu Akbar. If a man is renowned for a quality that he possesses, at the loss of that quality is the cessation and the end of that man's life. If a man is renowned for his learning, if he becomes senile at old age, that man experiences the pangs which are worse than death, at losing of his memory. If a man is renowned for his charitable nature due to money, when such a man becomes bankrupt, this bankruptcy is worse than death. For what he possessed and what he was renowned for and what he was identified with no longer exists. Abbas was renowned for what? For bravery. For his arms. He was the pillar of the sons of Fatima. Why? Because of the strength of Ali inside him. He was the Hamilul Liwa of Hussein. Why? Because the strength of Abu Talib, Ali ibn Abi Talib. He was the protector of the whale of Zainab through the strength of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Was he or was he not? Look at the great strength of Abbas. He rides from Euphrates, from Furat. They cannot face him. In his one hand, he is carrying the alam. On his shoulder is the water skin. With one hand, he holds his blade. And the enemies, 4,000 of them, posted to guard the Al-Qama, cannot withstand Abbas. He enters into the Euphrates. He looks at the water, cups it, raises it. We have seen in a maqtal that at that time Abbas remembered the wasiya of Ali ibn Abi Talib. That when Ali ibn Abi Talib on his last breath was doing wasiya, he looked at his sons, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Bibi Zainab, Bibi Kulsum, Ummul Baneen held Abbas. And she thought to herself, his master not going to call my Abbas? Ali looks at Abbas and says, oh Abbas, come to me. Abbas goes to Imam Ali. He points to Hussein and says, oh Abbas, this is your master. This is your father. This is your brother. Your life is he. And he whispers into the ears of Abbas, O son Abbas, you will reach the Furat, but remember your Hussein will be thirsty. Abbas raises the water and says, Ya nafsu ba'd al-Hussein yahuni. O nafs, submit to death after Hussein. After him it does not befit you to live. Hada Husseinun waridul manuni. This is Hussein surrounded by that. وَتَشْرَبِينَ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَعِينِ. Shall you drink from the cold water? In a rage he throws the water. And he says, كَاللَّهُ مَا هَذَا فِعَالُ دِينِ. By Allah, Abbas's deen does not permit such a thing. The strength of Abbas. He comes out of the Euphrates. They cannot face him. So they wait behind the trees. In ambush. Now imagine, this is Abbas, for whose strength are the Ahlul Bayt still alive and hopeful. Look at the great strength of Abbas, just to demonstrate it. That when Shimr Zil-Joshan, La'natullah alayh, goes to Umar ibn Sa'd and he says, Abbas has been killed. Umar ibn Sa'd smiles for the first time on the day of Ashura. And he says, now Hussein will do bay'ah, or he will be killed. And Hussein looks at Abbas. And he says, O Abbas, now my enemies breathe a sigh of relief. And now Hussein's back is broken. And now Hussein's means have been devastated. O Abbas, after you there is nothing that is left. That is the great strength of Abbas, that the enemies know, Hussein knows, that until Abbas is there, no harm can come to me. This Abbas, he advances. Tell me, when a little pin pricks us in our fingers, how much does it hurt? Tell me, when a blade cuts us, think of the pain. Think of the pain. Abbas is advancing from the Furat. His right arm is cut. He sees his right arm falling, and the blood is dripping from his arm. Abbas, he does not say, ah! He says, Wallah, law qata'tum yamini. By Allah, even if you cut my right arm, inni abadan wahamiyan dini. I will forever defend my deen. And Hussein, the grandson of my prophet. He advances. Look at this great strength in Abbas. He advances. And another set of dushmaneen, of the enemies, are waiting behind another set of trees. And now Abbas is holding the sword and the water skin in his left hand and grabbing the alam underneath his arm. He goes and his left arm is dissected. The pain. Nothing matters to Abbas. Ya nafsu la takhsha min al-kuffar, he cries out. Husun, fear not the kuffar. Bebaghyihim qata'u yasari. Through their transgressive ways they have cut my left hand. Husun, take the tiding of paradise. The only endeavor of Abbas is to get himself towards the Khiyam. His arms are dissected. The pain is there. He recites this poetry. Before we continue, Abbas, if you go to Karbala, you will see where his right arm fell. You will see where his left arm fell. And then you will see the distance from where his left arm fell and where Abbas fell. When Abbas's qabr needed renovation, Sayyid Baharul Ulum was there in the Sardab, and a builder was with Sayyid Baharul Ulum. The builder said, O Sayyid, I ask for forgiveness, but you say that Abbas was of grand stature. His physical body, the sight was awesome. He said, yes, if Abbas were to sit on horseback on his saddle, his feet would touch the ground, it is true. Then he said, oh master, why is Abbas's grave so small? Sayyid Baharul Ulum, unable to control himself, began to bang his head against the cover of Abbas. He said, oh man, faqata'uhu irban irba. After his left arm was dissected, they cut him into pieces. And hence his cover is this small. What bravery. Look at the bravery of Abbas. The bravery from within. The cutting of his arms. His intention of getting the water. His poetry. But look at his bravery. Have you ever seen a courageous swordsman and a warrior? Have you ever seen a warrior at rage? When a warrior single-handedly kills thousands in front of him, such was Abbas. When he would advance in Siffin, when he would advance Abbas in a state of rage, he would cut the lines in two. It would be as if Musa has struck his staff on the Nile and the Nile is parting in two. This is how the lines would break. Abbas in that rage. When Walid says, Uqtul Husayna, kill Hussein. Hussein raises his voice. When Marwan says, or Walid, kill Hussein. Hussein raises his voice. Will you kill me or will he? Wallahi kadhibta. When Hussein raised his voice, Abbas, Akbar and Qasim are waiting outside in Medina. Abbas comes in rage, unhinges the door with one hand, with his sword in his hand. Hussein places his hand on the chest of Abbas. Not now, my brother Abbas. and Abbas calms himself. Look at the bravery of Abbas. On the 7th of Muharram, when Umar ibn Sa'd says, remove your tents. And Abbas says, and who shall remove these tents? In a rage, the lion says, who shall remove this tent? And Hussein said, oh Abbas, oh my dear brother, remove the tents. I have heard from the Zakirin that Abbas could not remove the tents. And Hussein called out, oh Zainab, he will listen to you. And Fizza comes. Your Zainab asks you to remove. We see in Maqtal that the tears are flowing from his eyes as he removes the tents. These are the marks and the signs of true bravery of Abbas ibn Ali. Let me finish today. Hussein, on the day of Ashura, when Abbas said, oh Hussein, allow me to go. Hussein said, Ya Akhi Abbas, Ida Mabaita, Tufarrik Bayn Askari. Oh Abbas, if you go, my army will disperse. Abbas said to Hussein, oh brother, what army? It is none but me and you. Then Hussein looks at Abbas and he says to him, Benafsi ya Abbas, Benafsi anta ya Abbas. Oh Abbas, may my soul be sacrificed for you. Abbas was to Hussein as Ali was to Rasulullah, but with one difference, that Ali buried Rasulullah and Hussein's Abbas died before Hussein. With this difference, Abbas was not merely a swordsman. He was a faqih. He was arif billah. He was alim. He was all these things. He was the greatest learned person of the Quran, but he has become renowned for his bravery and for his loyalty. As the sixth Imam says, كان عمنا عباس نافض البصيرة صلب الإيمان. Our uncle Abbas had a penetrative insight into affairs and was staunch in faith. Once, and we are going on to Hazrat Abbas's merits, when Imam Zainul Abidin looked at Hazrat Abbas's son in Medina, he began to cry. And he said, Rahim Allah Ammi al-Abbas. May Allah grant a lofty rank to my uncle Abbas. فَقَدْ آثَرَ وَعَبْلَ وَفَدَى أَخَاهُ حُسْبِ نَفْسِهِ حَتَّى قُطِعَتْ يَدَاهُ. Indeed, he strove to protect, save his brother Hussein until both his arms were dissected from his body. فَأَبْدَلَهُ اللَّهِ بِجِنَاحَيْهِ. And Allah gave him two wings in return for those two arms. And he flies with the angels in the ranks of paradise, as and how he wants, as was the case with Ja'far-e Tayyar. And on the day of judgment, when people assemble on the day of Qiyamah, they will look at the lofty arsh of Allah. And upon the arsh, they will see brilliant lights. And on the peak of the arsh, there will be the most brilliant of all lights. Every prophet, every shaheed will look at that light and will wish that they would have this rank. And it will be said to them that this is the light of Abbas ibn Ali on the day of Qiyamah. Now, Abbas has been given wings. He traverses the parts of this world and the hereafter. He is Babul Hawaij. the other name that we talk about. I'm going to take a little long, but bear with me. Sheikh Abdul Rahim Tustari himself narrates that he was a student in Najaf. And he, due to not possessing the means to study, he said, I will go to Karbala and say Khuda Hafiz to Hussein and Abbas and leave. He goes to the shrine of Abbas, sits there. A Bedouin woman comes to Abbas, threatens Abbas, I have lost my son and I want him before I leave from here. Look at Abbas. She is shouting and screaming at Hazrat Abbas. After an hour, there is an uproar that your son has been found. She smiles, kisses the body and goes away, taking her son. The Sheikh says, oh Abbas, you're an Arab and you're favoring your Arabs because I'm an Iranian. I will remember this, oh Abbas. He says, Khuda Hafiz, and goes to Najaf. When he reaches Najaf, Sheikh Murtada Ansari calls for him. Sheikh Murtada, when he goes there, Sheikh Murtada says, this is money for you. This many dirham. And that house in Karbala, I have bought for you. Go and stay there and continue your studies. The student is baffled. He said, how did you know that I wanted that house? And how did you know that I required this much money? He said, don't underestimate Abbas ibn Ali. Don't underestimate Abbas. There are so many narrations. There was Sheikh Hassan, who had been paralyzed from feet, from waist downwards. He used to drag himself to the masjid with his hands. He narrates that on the night of Abbas, I dragged myself, as was usual practice, to the minbar. And before the martyrdom of Abbas and the maqtal of Abbas, I dozed off. In my sleep, I saw a man on a horse. He came near me and he said, oh Sheikh Hassan, it is the matam of Abbas. Stand and do his matam. I said to him, but I'm paralyzed. He in a rage told me, I'm asking you to stand. Stand and do his matam. I said to the man, give me your hand and I will stand. And he said, I have no hands. And grab hold to the reins of my horse. He said, as I grabbed hold to the reins of his horse, I awoke and I saw that I was walking. Abbas. And Abbas is a masoom. Allahu Akbar, he is masoom. There is no doubt in that. Have a look. Whenever we go for the ziyarah, the great ulama, the Imam Zadeh, the sons of the Imam, they are eclipsed by the brilliant son of the Imam. And when we do the ziyarah, it is mustahab to pray salah only for the Imam, yes? You don't pray salah for anybody else, do you? You go to Hussein. Ali Akbar is at his feet. Asghar is on his chest. Habib ibn Mazahir is at his door. Qasim and the brothers of Abbas are lying next to him. But after the ziyarah, you read Turakat namaz of Hussein and nobody else. Because the Imam is like that brilliant shining sun. And the Sahabi are like the stars. And when the sun comes out, the stars are eclipsed, aren't they? But Allah wished to honor Abbas. Allah wished to honor Abbas. That you go to Hussein, do Iznud Dukhul, do his ziyarah, pray two rakat namaz, then go out of his haram and walk a distance with your head bowed. Go to Abbas's haram, do Iznud Dukhul, pray ziyarah on all four walls and offer two rakat namaz for Abbas ibn Ali. This is his honor. And when you do wida of Hussein first, Then you go to Abbas and do wida of Abbas. Until this day, Al-Qamah, that claimed Abbas's arms, flows from the qabr of Abbas. There were German scientists, they went underneath, and they could not explain how this branch of Al-Qamah still flows. It kisses the feet of Abbas, and it will kiss the feet of Abbas until the day of Qiyamah. Abbas is a masoom. Why? Why is he a masoom? Because we have a riwaya that a masoom can only be buried by a masoom. When miraculously, on the 13th of Muharram, when Zainul Abidin Salamullah Ali comes to Karbala, Bani Asad, they help Imam in gathering the bodies. Imam himself rests the body of Imam Hussein, and the rest of the bodies he is helped with the Sahabis. They come running to him and they say, "Oh Imam, there's a body at Furat al-Qamah that refuses to move. When we lift the feet, the back removes to move itself. And when we lift it from the back, the feet stick to the ground. Imam Zainul Abidin cries and he says, "This is a body to whom I will have to go. It will not come to me." Imam Sajjad goes to Abbas. He looks at Abbas and he said, "Oh Abbas, by your death, the dunya has become darkened and the heavens have become illuminated." Imam Sajjad himself buries his Abbas and prays Salah. And this is a sign that Abbas is a masoom. On the day of Ashura, Abbas goes to Imam Hussein. "Oh brother, oh master, I can no longer bear your destitution. Allow me to go." Hussein is unwilling. I have to narrate this, that there is a narration from the seventh Imam that when everybody had been killed and when Imam Hussein was alone and when he advanced towards the battlefield, Allah revealed to his heart, "Oh Hussein, look towards the skies. Hussein, look towards the skies." And the skies were full of angels holding armors and fire in their hands. And Allah said, "Oh Hussein, seek the aid of these angels and destroy your enemies and save your life, and you will still have the same reward that I will give you at your beheading." When Allah said this to Hussein, tears appeared in the eyes of Imam Hussein. And in anguish and in sorrow, he looked towards the heavens and he said, "Oh Allah, they have killed my Abbas. How shall I live after my Abbas?" I will say, "Oh Hussein, Zainab has lost both her Abbas and her Hussein." It is said that before his final departure, Imam Hussein would come again and again, open the tent of Abbas and look inside and say, "La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Oh Hussein, your Abbas is not here any longer." Abbas goes to Hussein. Hussein refuses. Hazrat Abbas goes, waits, and hears the cries of the children. "Al-Atash, Al-Atash. The thirst is killing us." Hazrat Abbas comes to the place where the water skins are kept. And what does he find? He sees young children rubbing the water skins to their stomachs, so that the moisture from the water skin may alleviate their thirst. He says to Sakina, "Oh Sakina, I shall bring back water for you." Hussein looks at Abbas. "Oh Abbas, yes, go and bring water." I have seen this in a maktal, that Hazrat Abbas ascends his horse, places the water skin on his shoulder, looks towards the sky, and says, "Oh Allah, do not disappoint Abbas. Allow Abbas to bring back this water." But Allah's Mashiach is Allah's Mashiach. Hussein stands, and from afar he sees Abbas coming. And at a moment, he sees the alam of Abbas descending to the ground. As the alam descends, Hussein grabs his back, and unable to stand, he sits in his place and says, "Now has my back broken, وَقَلَّتْ حِيلَتِي, and my means have been devastated." He ascends his zuljana and goes towards the Furat, towards Al-Qama. Suddenly the horse stops and refuses to move. And Hussein, as he looks down, what does he see? He sees the dissected right arm of Abbas ibn Ali. He picks up his hand, kisses it, and moves forward. He finds the other arm, kisses it, and moves forward. And there he finds his brother Abbas. Hussein sits next to Abbas, carries the head of Abbas, and places his head inside his lap. As Hussein places Abbas's head, Abbas removes his head. Hussein once again places Abbas's head. Abbas once again removes the head. Hussein does not understand what is happening. He sees Abbas's lips moving. He draws nearer to Abbas's lips. And Abbas is saying, "Oh man, wait until my brother arrives. Do not behead me right now." Hussein cries and says, "Oh Abbas, it is I, your brother Hussein." Abbas cries out, "Oh master, forgive me. I have an arrow in one eye, and the other eye is wounded, and I could not see you." Hussein grabs hold of the head of Hazrat Abbas, holds it with strength to his chest, and begins to cry out aloud. And it is said that he cried in such a manner that every enemy cried with Hussein. This is how Hussein cried for his Abbas. As Hussein was crying, he saw tears coming from Abbas's eyes. "Oh my dear brother Abbas, what has made you cry?" And Abbas said, "Oh Hussein, why should I not cry when now I find you holding my head in your lap, cleaning the dust off my feet, off my face, and cleaning my tears. And I know that in a while you shall be beheaded, and there shan't be anybody to carry your head in their lap. Oh Abbas, do you have any request?" "Yes, O Hussein." "Do not take me back to the tent." "Why, O Abbas?" "Because I feel shy of your Sakina, and because I do not wish Zainab to see me in this state, lest Zainab's perseverance should give way." Hussein left his Abbas.